Hello.
Hey, Ryan here. How are you doing, sir?
Good.
Actually, I was calling in regards to the Yelp account of your company, Rincon Roofing, okay?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you guys have been running ads in Yelp, so that's why I called to get your feedback, to know how's the response and experience that you guys are getting for it. Going good for you guys? Got any calls?
On Yelp? No, I haven't got any calls related to Yelp, no.
Okay, basically, so that's why I'm calling, and I do have some reports which I want to share with you, and I believe I'm speaking with the owner, right?
Yes.
Yes. So now, you guys are getting good traffic. People are coming in, but right now the problem is that most of the people that came into your account, they left without giving you any response in terms of calls and messages. Now, you guys are paying per click. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I know.
Now, what happens?
I'm about to cancel the whole thing and get off Yelp because nothing's happening. You know, I've been in business for 25 years, and, you know, so I don't get it.
I completely understand, sir. And my major focus would be the same.
No,
to,
I don't think
getting
you understand. I don't think you understand that. You know,
I
when,
want you,
you,
to
when you go to Yelp, it's a great service. It's supposed to perform what it does.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to bring me leads, and you're not. So if I was to say to you, hey, you know what? You're not going to make any money unless you sell a commission and sell a job, and then that's where I'm at. Okay, see, you're lucky because you get paid. I don't.
Absolutely.
So why isn't Yelp working?
Now, let me explain you, sir, how we actually operate, okay? No, I'm basically from Top Agent Rankers Houston.
I know how you operate, dude. I've been with you for 25 years. I know all about it.
No. I'm actually...
How long have you been working for that company?
2014, sir. From 2014. It came to 7 years this June.
All right, so what do you suggest?
First of all, sir, I'm going to be honest with you in terms of a suggestion, and I'm going to suggest you something that you own. Because, for example, consider Yelp as a car that you have rented. How even you want to drive it 2,000 miles or 2,000 miles, at the end of the day, you have to return it. Whenever you stop paying to them, they will take it away from you. Now, if you have a car that you own it by yourself, even you put a lot of money on it, at the end of the day, it's an asset. You can just go ahead and sell it if you want money out of it, right? When I did some research finding some suggestions for you guys, I actually found one of your accounts for Rincon Roofing, your Google My Business account, one Google review, 5-star rating, yours, right?
Right.
Yep. Now, this account of yours, first of all, your property, because Google verified you on your address, 33 Hillcrest Drive, Denville, New Jersey, 07834. Now, second
Correct.
Of all, you're not required to pay for any click, lead, or call that you're currently paying to Yelp. So at the end of the month, it's going to be a fixed budget, and you will decide that by yourself. Now, after that, sir,
right.
Internet traffic. Now, internet traffic is basically more on Google because let me give you an example. I have Google in my phone. You have Google in your phone. And in everyday use, if we are searching for anything or we are looking to search for it, we open Google up because of the huge database. Now, this is same for any consumer. Now, whenever they will actually
right.
go for a roofer, they will actually do some research. And this is where we actually grab that client. Now, what I'll be making sure that any person in Denville, looking for a roofing contractor. When they type in roofing contractor in Denville, New Jersey, I'll be making sure that they find Rincon Roofing there on the first page to get the first call and the job as well. Now, you tell me, what kind of jobs you do? You do residential jobs, commercial, or you can do both?
Yeah, I would stick to residential, yeah.
Okay, only residential. Okay, I'll be actually targeting the residential consumer for you guys. Now, I actually want you to have an idea, see it by yourself, how it actually works for other people and how it would be working for you guys in the foreseeable future. Do let me know, do you have access to internet right now? Let me show you some of my work, some of my clients, so you can see it by yourself, how it can be worthy for you guys to in a longer run, how you can generate that much amount of traffic that I'm actually selling you. So by any chance, can you open Google up for a quick sec? Let me show you some of my clients.
No, I can't. But what I want you to do is call me tomorrow morning when you get to work.
Okay.
And if I don't answer, just leave me a message, and then I'll call you back, and then we'll discuss it, because I want to be on my computer, and I'm going to go on the net, and we're going to look at my listing, and then we're going to talk about it.
Sure, right? Why not? I'll give you a call back tomorrow as early as I come into the office. And taking a phone, can I have your good name so I can call you by reference?
Yes, John, John Rankin.
John Rankin. Okay, John, thank you for your time. I'll be giving you a call tomorrow morning. And till then, have a lovely evening and take care, okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye.